This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 295 for Tuesday, March 5th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are slightly higher on Tuesday morning, but struggling to add to the gains they made yesterday. The May contract is up 80 cents at $596.80 per ton, while the July contract tacks on 30 cents at $604.30 per ton. Smaller canola and rapeseed crops are forecast for Australia, the European Union, and India. Gains in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are lending support to canola. Chicago soy oil is turning around to climb higher. Pressure is coming from declines in Chicago soybeans and soy meal. Global crude oil prices are very narrowly mixed, providing little direction to the oil seeds. Canola is climbing further above its 20-day moving average. Canola crush margins ease back, with the May and July positions between $167 and $170 per ton above the futures. Stat Canada is set to publish its survey-based planting intentions report on March 11th. The Canadian dollar is a pinch higher on Tuesday morning, with the loonie at 73.73 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 73.68. Ahead of Friday's supply and demand estimates from the United States Department of Agriculture, ending stocks for soybeans are expected to bump up to 319 million bushels. Corn is to see its carryover slip to 2.15 billion bushels, while the carryout for wheat is to be relatively steady at 657 million bushels. State reports say winter wheat ratings are down in Oklahoma at 65% good to excellent, Kansas at 53%, and Texas at 43%. As China buys more corn from Ukraine, speculation has China is also buying more soybeans from Brazil. After a few reductions, Dr. Michael Codonier is standing pat with his soybean and corn projections for Argentina and Brazil. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are a pinch lower on Tuesday morning. The May contract dips 0.75 cents at $11.54 per bushel. May soy meal loses $1.30 at $332.30 per ton, but May soy oil turns around to rise more than 0.1 cents at 45.31 cents per pound. Chicago corn is slightly lower, with its May contract shedding 0.75 cents at $4.29 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower, with its May contract down a nickel at $3.64. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as well, with Chicago May losing 10 cents at $5.54. Kansas City May loses 6 cents at $5.74.5. And Minneapolis May gives up a nickel at $6.54.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, March 5th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.